We're beginning Hakdama Dalet now. Last week we discussed the Shvi'as HaKelim. The meaning of Shvi'as HaKelim was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he first had created this chalal, this empty vacuum, and then he had infused this beam of light, and there are these 10 Kelim, which are the Esser Sfiros, that each light was too strong and powerful. The Keli was forced to explode. It wasn't able to hold all the Or coming in. So he had this Shvi'as HaKelim that took place last week we discussed. So Hakdama Dalet, he's discussing Olam HaTikun, where things are being fixed up. As we learn through this, we're really learning the underpinnings of how life works, how the world was created, but how each person's own personal world was created. And there's people go through Shvi'as HaKelim, their own broken Kelim, their experiences where there's Yiridos. But these Yiridos are necessary to create Aliyos. So that's what this whole idea is about, Olam HaTikun, fixing the broken pieces. He says, "Bo yisbarer heyach yatzar Hashem yisbarach es ha'eser sfiros mechadash beofen shiuchlo liskayim." So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to now put back together the pieces to make the spheros in such a way that they're able to exist. So achar shviro tikan Hashem yisbarach mechadash es ha'eser sfiros. He recreated these 10 spheros. Beofen shel yishtabru, that they shouldn't break ever again. Kisibas Hashvira, the reason for the breaking was Hayisa Mishum Shakelim Hayu Echa Lamata Michavero. Each Keli was one below the next. They were like directly below each other initially. Vakain Bar Riboy Haor Mikliacha Lichavero Mashala Yuchal Lisbol. It was just overflowing one to the next. It wasn't spread out evenly enough, or at least enough for it to exist. It was just really just going straight down a line and boom, 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 the whole line of Kalim, and that caused it to explode. And that's not the way that the world could exist. It had to be dispersed, the Kalim, or had to be dispersed a little bit to lighten the potency. So the Achshav now, Tiktum Michadash Kanal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreated them, V'sidram al derech yomin smol v'emtza. There's right, and there's left, and there's center. This is one of the very important things in Chassidus and Kabbalah, how there's right, left, and in the middle, and I'll explain how each of them work. Kemo segul, like a segul, three dots below a letter, one of the nekudos. V'sidram be'ofen, he ordered it in such a way, shehayomim mashbiya lasmo, that the right side is always being mashbiya the left side. So typically the man will be the right side, the woman will be the left side. So the man is mashbiya to the nekeva, and the nekeva is she's a kli. Vasmo mitzamten hashefa. So what happens is when the right side is able to be mashpia and gives us energy, so the left side, which is the kli, is mitzamten hashefa. It limits it. It only takes a little bit of the kli. And I think we discussed this another time. When you pour a lot of water into something, into a small cup, well, all that water is not going to go into a cup. Most of it's going to spill over, but the cup's able to hold on to, if it's strong and stable, hold on to some of the water. So the water, the spring has a ton of energy, a ton of water. That's the mashpia. But the kli is mitzamten, only a little bit what's able to handle. So that's the right side versus the left side. So small again is mitzamten hashefa. It diminishes, it shrinks the shefa into something that's attainable. And the middle one, is something that dilutes it. It lessens the punch even more. Through diluting it, this whole process of trickling down from the top down to the bottom, the shefa is diluted, in such a way where the lower parts are able to be makabel the additional shefa. And he explains further, continuing the paragraph, like Eliyahu Navi himself explains, Bagdamas HaTikunim in Tikune Zohar, Chad Aruch. One of them, he explains in the brackets, Kava Chesed is Biyamin. The Chesed is on the right side. That's a Chad Aruch. It's long. Because the Mashpia, the Chesed is Mashpia, there's a lot of it. Shisha Marichas Apaim, that there's a lot of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he extends his anger, meaning he delays his anger. He's a long time. He's got a lot of patience. That's Arichas Apaim. That's Chesed. Afil v'shoim, he's arichas apayim. He holds off on his anger. That's a one long chadar. V'chad katzer, there's another line that's short, which is short-tempered. Kaf hadin, which is din, which is small, sheb is small. Bal chema, person who gets angry. V'ein sham arichas apayim, he doesn't have the ability to extend his anger, to delay his anger. Rather, he gets very short-tempered. And then Chad Beinoni, then there's the middle Kav, which is the hybrid, the fusion between the two, Kav HaRachamim Shebemsa. People often confuse or think Chesed Rachamim are the same thing. It's not true. Rachamim is Mismatzeya Ben Shneim. Rachamim is somewhere in between. Chesed is you just do everything good. Person who's a Baal Chesed to his kids are doing nothing good for his kids. Too much Chesed, letting everything slide, that's too much. I mean, they deserve to be punished, they need to be disciplined. If you're not, that's you're Baal Chesed, but sometimes it's not a Tova. Person who's Din, he's always punishing his kids for everything the kid does, never looks the other way, he drops something on the floor, he yells at him, that's Din, that's too much. Rachamim is where there's a balance. And you're giving a punishment to your child when he needs it only because you're trying to make him better. Not because you're din, because it's doing a toll for him. So Rachamim is somewhere in the middle, a hybrid between too much chesed and too much din. Rachamim is somewhere where it's balanced. That's what Rachamim really means. Now, I don't know, have you guys, I assume you guys got to see the sphere, the basic chart and the order, and he brings down in the footnotes, very kedai to see. If you didn't, I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but let's go through it together just in case you're not familiar with the image of how the Esther spheres not exist, but the way we understand them. So if you take a look at the right side, I'm not going to read the Hakdamas of the Taklach Pischei HaChachma is quoting in Os Aleph, that's the Ramchal. So the way the Ramchal understands, by the way, all the spheros, there are different ways to understand it. Ramchal's understanding of the spheros is not that it's an energy of Hashem, but a hanhaga of Hashem, the way he acts. So when you see chesed, the mid of chesed means Hashem's acting with chesed. And when you see something din in the world, sphere of din means when Hashem acts with din, punishment. Not that it's an energy of Hashem, it's just a way to describe how he's acting, how different events take place in the world. So that's what the Esther spheros mean. So just to look at that chart he has there, the top is Keser, and the right side is Chachma, the left side is Bina, and Das is a fusion between the two. Right, what does the pasuk say in the Bereishis? V'yada Adam es Chava. The Das is when he knew Chava, it meant that they had relations with each other. So Das is a fusion between Chachma and Bina. Chachma is always the man, Tamar Chacham is a man, and Bina, a woman's a Bina Yisera. She has this extra sense, the sixth sense a woman has is Bina Yisera. So Chachma is man, Bina is a female, Das is when the two of them come together, that's a hybrid. Now Das is in parentheses because Das is not really one of the spheros. It's a tricky thing, so it's somehow a manifestation of Keser. Keser is really the highest sphere, but we don't understand it. So Das is it plays a tricky role. If you learn Sefer Yetzir, Sefer Yetzir is a very cryptic Sefer. It was written in such a way so people couldn't understand it unless you were part of the Masorah. So there's references to Das being a sphere, not really being a sphere, so it's very unclear. But Das, everyone does agree that Das is a manifestation of Chachma and Bina coming together. That's why Chabad is Chachma, Bina, Das. It's those two, it's the higher world of the brain. Then below that is Chesed, as we just said, is the right side. Gevura is the left side. And Chesed is typically a man, and Gevura is typically a woman. That's generally speaking, but sometimes you switch the two. So for example, Avram was a Midas Chesed. Sarah was Din. Sarah kicked Yishmael out of the house. She kicked Hagar out of the house. She was Mamish Din. So those two come together, opposites attract. We have by Yitzchak was the opposite. Yitzchak was Pachad Yitzchak. He was Gevura. He was very limited. He was very mitzamtim himself, very hidden. And Rivka was a Baal Chesed. That's why she was chosen by Eliezer, because he needed a Chesed to balance out Yitzchak. So sometimes you have the opposite. There's always the general understanding of things, and then there's Pratim. So even though overall most men are Chesed, we're Mashpia, they're individuals, of course, men who are a Din, they have the Gevura to them. And most women are Din by nature, they're quieter, they're Tanua, but many women are Baal Chesed. So that's how it generally works, Chesed and Gevura. And Teferis is the fusion of the two of them come together, when man and woman come together. So that creates Teferis, this world of Rachmim, where they just come together and have this perfect fusion. Yaakov Avinu was Teferis, which is Teferis is also Rachamim. And since Yaakov had both elements of both Chesed and Gevura, he had to marry two wives because he had two elements of himself, Chesed and Gevura. So each element had to be balanced by some other person. So Rachel and Leah were the ones balancing out both of the elements of Yaakov Avinu's internal Teferis, which really means Chesed and Gevura he had together. And then Netzach and Hod, these are a little trickier how to understand them, but Netzach is, again, the right side, it's more to do with Chesed, it's a winning of victory, And Hod is a person who's by nature beautiful, but it's not necessarily going out there to win victories. But he has this it's beautiful. It's you're able to see it, but it's a little bit more mitzamtein. And then Yesod is a fusion of the two of them together. And then Malchus is below, where everything comes down into the world. So this is how everything trickles down from Keser, the energy from Keser, Chachma, and so on, down through Malchus, where it comes out into the world. Now, this is really oversimplified. There's a lot more going on in here. There's Partsufim, Chachma is the father, Bina is the mother. The whole middle section is the boys. Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod is a Zachar. It's a boy, it's a son. Those six middle ones, it's the son. And Malchus is in a Keva. The Keva is always on the bottom. That's why in Friday night, Challah, nighttime, I may have mentioned this in the past, nighttime is always in a Keva. That's why we say in Davening, Friday night, we see Vinuchu Va in Davening with a Hey. Daytime, we say Vinuchu Vo with a Vav. That's a Zachar, that's a male. The Vav is always a male. And the Mincha, the come together, we say Vinuchu Vam. The two of them come together, it's plural. So Friday night, we cut the bottom challah, because nighttime is Lila, it's Nekeva, and the Nekevas are always on the bottom. And the daytime, we cut the top challah, because the top is always the Zachar, and daytime is the male. So there are a lot of different things that are going on here, but we'll leave it at that. Hopefully we'll go through further as we learn Sefer together. Let's go back inside the main text. Main text right now, we're in the paragraph Vizeh Masha Amru on page Kuftes. This is exactly what the Chacham tell us, Chazal teach us, Ala Pasuk, Ani Kel Shakai. I am Hashem, I am these names. Each of the names of Hashem have an incredible meaning. In the Sefer called Shari Ora. Shari Ora was a Sefer, I always forget the name of the author, because it's a funny last name, but he was a Rishon. He was a Rishon. The Shulchan Aruch actually quotes a halacha from him. But the Shai Ora is the Sefer that the Gura and many say that is Hakdama into this world. It tells you all about the Sphiros and teaches you about all the different names of Hashem. It's not a very hard Sefer. There, a new one just came out with footnotes. I just bought it last week. So each name of Hashem represents a different attribute of Hashem. So what does it mean, Ani Kel Shakai? Ani Hu Shemarti Li Olam Dai. I am the one who said that the world should be enough. Let's kind of stop here. The world is too much. What does that mean? Ki ba'olam hatikum, in the world of fixing, we're trying to pick up the broken pieces. Nosan Hashem Yisbarach koach hagvul v'atzimtzum b'smo. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability, the limitations, the shrinkage in smo. The left eye was very much limited. The hashpas hachesed is so much. There's so much hashpa coming out. You have to make yourself into a klima kabel. You have to make yourself paying attention and focus. If you're busy, if your person has, let's say, ADD. So I think I've got a ADD to a certain extent. So a person like looking all over the place, you can't pay attention. You need to be able to focus to become a kli and get everything in. So you're distracted by this movement and that movement and this sound and that sound. That's your tool all over the place. To be makabel something, you have to be mitzamtem yourself, focus on the Rebbe, on his eyes, on his lips, on what he's saying. That's what it means to be makabel something. V'lachein niskayim, and then it's going to be able to hold on to it. V'asha'en kin ha'olamos shenechruvu, but the world that were destroyed prior to this, how you mispassion mipnei godo giloy. There's too much shefa coming out. It was spreading so much. It was too potent that godel giloy haor bleeds simsim. Without anything limiting it, there's no funnel for it to come through. V'lachein necharavu, and therefore it was destroyed. There's a beautiful mashal, if you look in the footnote Osei here, just to bring this a little bit to reality. It makes it very clear that what he's about to describe is not what actually took place in the creation of the world. We have to remember, everything we're learning here is really b'derech mashal. We don't really know what happened. But just a way of us to understand it in our very limited capacity. So if you look at what he writes here in Osei, ha-churban haya garam ha-tikun, that the destruction really led to the tremendous tikun, the fixing of the world. Bishare gan eden, hispir ha-inen, it's explained, the kemosh zoran ha-girayin be'aretz, you plant a seed in the ground. And kol zman shayosa garanin gerinin hayikayim, so long as the seed is whole, it's intact, v'shalim, lo yasa shorash v'anaf upri, nothing could be created. You put a seed in and nothing cracks open, you're not going to have an apple tree growing from a seed that never broke through. The achar sheis bake hagarinen, when the seed breaks, finally cracks open under the ground, azai miyad yatsa shorish, then a root begins to grow, and then v'yotzi anaf, then a trunk and a branch, v'yasaprin, eventually a fruit. Kein hu dugmasa, so too is the example, lemala barom hagvom, in the higher worlds. Achar shenishbru hakelim, after the kelim broke, miyad hei muchan, now they were broken, but now they were actually were prepared, lehotzi pulasam, to carry out their potential, mikoach el hapoel. You're just saying that just like a seed needs to first break and crumble to allow something to sprout, so too that's the way a world was above, that you have to have the world destroyed in order to create a world below it to fix, to be olam atikun. Back inside the main text, he writes, "Vaseder achadash hazeh," this new seder of the Eser Sfiros, nikra olam atikun, that's the name of this world. Olam atikun, shenivru beofen haroy liskaim, it was created in such a way that it could everlast. Ki haolamos hakodmin, the earlier worlds, nikru olama dechariivi, the worlds that were destroyed, mishum shenivru, they were created bechavana tchila shishbaru besod hakadosh baruch hu. Hakadosh baruch hu created those worlds knowing quite well that they're going to be destroyed. Bona olamos umachariivim, you build worlds and you destroy them. Sheod kodem shebarun kvar haya rotzi shtabru kanal. Hashem knew he's going to create them, right? And if you want to build a house, you want to build a building, you first need to dig deep and destroy the ground. If you'll make a big pit, a guy comes and, I remember when I was did some work on my house a few months ago, so we had to make a little pit in the backyard. It happens to be that, I don't know why this was, but they needed to make an assessment on the house for something. I forget what it was. So they came to make an assessment, but that day there was a big hole in the ground. So that was like now the house is worth less than it was beforehand. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks earlier it would have been more valuable. Now there's a big hole in my backyard. Now if they waited 8 months, it'd be much more valuable now. But in order to really create something afterwards, you first need to dig a hole in the ground, and then you can build on top of that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that he destroyed in order that he's able to now build on top of it a whole new world that we live in. V'elu hasheva sfiros hachadashos nikru shivas yimei habinin, they're called the 7 days of creation, 7 days of building. Shebe'elu hamidos nivnu v'niskaimu halamos. So now, even though there are 10 sfiros, the gimel rishonos, which is called gar, gimel rishis, gimel rishonos, the three higher ones, which are keser, chachma, and bina, and das is again hidden there, those we don't really comprehend. Those are above our understanding. We always work with the 7 lower spheros, from Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, down to Malchus. That's why there's in Sfiros Omer, there's 7 weeks corresponding to the 7 Tachtonim, Zayim Tachtonim. We don't really talk about the Chabad so much because it's out there, it's certainly important, but oftentimes we talk about 7 days of the week are corresponding to the 7 lower spheros. Those are much more manageable, much more understandable to our again, limited capacity. Now, this next Hakdama is very short. So I think it's kedai to just run through quickly. We still have 10 minutes. So Hakdama, hey, it's entitled Ha'eser Sfiros B'yachad, all together, and he says Bo Yisbar Shekol Ha'eser Sfiros Hein Inin Echad Veim Bem Shem Pirud Chas V'Sham. They're not 10 different entities. They're all connected. It's all one and the same. It's just they're different hanhagos of how Kadosh Baruch Hu acts, but it's not 10 different energy. It's all the same energy. What does that mean? So he explains, Ad Kan, up until now, Nisbayer Eich Nishavu Ha'eser Sfiros V'Tachlis Briyasim. We explained how the Eser Sfiros came into being. We explained a little bit about the Tachlis of the creation. The case now, Noshev Livar Tochan Ha'eser Sfiros U'Pulasim. Now I want to explain a little bit about the essence, the substance of them, and how they act. So he writes the list of them. Ha'eser Sfiros Heima Nikraim Keser Chachma Bina Chesed Gvura K'tveres Netzachod Yisod Malchus. U'Beofen Chilukam Yesh Chamesh Ofanim Nivarim. There are 5 ways in understanding the Chilukim. So Barishana, number 1. Nivare Shekulam Keacha Nechshavim. It's important to know that they're really all one. Vein Beinem Shum Pirud. There is no distinction. There's no separation. O Kochos Nifradim Chas V'Shalom. V'Chol HaSfiros Heima Achtus Gamer. There's mamish achtus. They're not fighting with each other. Yeah, we talk about Sarah marrying Avram and Yitzchak marrying Rivka, all that. But in essence, in terms of the way the real esospheres work, it's really all one thing. They're all connected. Kimoshi Isa b'Pesach Aliyahu. He quotes here, we're going to read Aramaic, we're not going to really understand it so well, but we'll read that in the next few lines, the Hebrew translation, but I'll read Aramaic. Ubegin de'antem milagav, kol man de'afrish chad mechavre, malin es esfiyin es chashiv le'ke'ilu efrish bach, meaning perish. Mishum she'ashem is baruch hu besoch kol ha'olamos. Hashem is in the world, he's everywhere. V'kul ma'achlus echarim, and he's all, you know, one, there's no part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al-kein, mi she'choshev she'koach ha'or, she'besfir zu, eino besfir acher. It's the one who thinks the energy that's in chesed is not the one that's in hod, and the one that's in netach is not in yisod. That's not true. Nechshev kilu eser pirud, I'll say pirud ba'Hashem Yisbarach kiviyachol. It's as if he created separation and parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is certainly not true. Now, a lot of this, all of this, is all very abstract. It's really hard for us to really comprehend what's going on, but it's just a very important yisod to realize that the 10 spheres are not 10 different things floating around. It's all the same, and just HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts this way sometimes, he acts that way sometimes, but it's really the same. You and I'm one person. Sometimes I'll be happy, sometimes I'll be sad, sometimes I'll be jumping, sometimes I'll be walking. All the same person doing it, I just act in different ways. So as the spheres are just different ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing a certain hanhagos in the world.
Is it like a prism a little bit, with white light and different colors?
You could use that as a model, you could definitely use it as a model. They use the sun as a model, really, the sun coming down, and it just different levels of shade, but a prism could also be a way of it coming in and it what's called refracts to different colors. That could be a nice model as well. The Tama Davar, the reason is Kilios Sheha Ein Sof, which again is Hashem, we call him Ein Sof, which is infinite. He's the infinite being. Baruch Hu Pashit B'tachlis Achdus, he spreads with Achdus equally everywhere. Hapshitas Echad Yachad Umyuchad, it's one pshitas, it's singular, it's exclusive. Even in the bathroom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the bathroom. He's even in the dirtiest places in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Now, we don't learn because, as we said, there are different layers of coverings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the bathroom, it's the most hidden, it's the most covered. So when it's most covered, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in there, then you can't learn, you can't think of learning, all that kind of stuff. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but sometimes it's more hidden and covered than other places.
So it's not like this is
exactly. Exactly. So the way, you know, initially the way it's presented is that there's this beam of light that starts off strong, and as you go away, it gets smaller. Or if you want to use like a flashlight, even though it gets wider, it gets dim. As you further away, it gets lighter. But it's not that the energy is the same. It's really the way I view this is the beam of light is the same, but then there's just layers of covering. So up top here, there are very little coverings. But as it gets further, there's another layer and another layer and another layer. So it gets wider, because the thickness to the core is much further away, they're blocking, but in the center, that same nucleus of light is the same the whole way through. It's just more shades covering it as you get further down into the world. Ukemo she'efshar, he says, just like it's possible, k'she'efshar ha'pirud batzmosav chas v'shalom, just like HaKadosh Baruch himself, there is no distinction, there's no parts of the body of Hashem, kein lo yitzuya ha'pirud be'oro, so too in the light, in the energy, in his hanhagos, there are no distinctions either. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mr. Shemuel, continue next week. Yeah.